Do you want to set your child up for success? Is tutoring out of your budget, or perhaps you're someone like me who just wants to save money on private tutoring? Is this a big school year for your child? You know, maybe they're starting kindergarten or middle school. Maybe there's another milestone coming up. Or maybe your family moved. Oh my gosh, I moved so much when I was growing up. And the kids are starting a new school. Or maybe your child is ahead and just not getting challenged enough in class. Well, IXL Learning is here to help. IXL Learning is a fun online learning program for kids covering math, language, arts, science, and social studies. It's powered by advanced algorithms. IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or the personality. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's right, it is school approved. So make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And How to Be Fine listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/fine. Visit IXL.com/fine to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Again, that's IXL.com/fine.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The following podcast contains barnyard language and some adult content, so maybe use headphones if you're listening at work or around small children. Now, here's the show.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, Dean.
Do you remember a time when our wives were not living by self-help books?
Did that time exist? I don't remember. Should we ask them?
Brad, Dean, it is not time for us to answer questions. It is time for you to answer questions. Stop it with the questions.
Yes, yes. You have got to sit in the hot seat. You got to be prepared.
Stop laughing and putting your head in your hands and shaking uncontrollably, Brad.
Yes, get in
this
the hot seat.
This isn't funny. This is a podcast.
Just sit your butts down and get ready, because I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
And I'm Dean.
And I'm Brad.
And this is our seasonal husbands bonus episode. That's right. It's time for another By the Book bonus episode, our between seasons treat for your ears. And today, it's all about America's favorite husbands, Brad and Dean.
And remember, this is part of our current crop of bonus episodes. And every other week between now and our season 6 launch, we'll be releasing these bonus apps. But if you want more of us, don't forget to check out our other show, We Love You and So Can You. Those are fresh.
Yes, they're fresh. They're available now. And in each episode of We Love You and So Can You, we help a guest tackle a predicament in their life and hopefully help them to feel a little bit more love for themselves along the way.
Oh, and if you want even more Kristen in your life and you happen to live in New York or nearby New York, you can see her live, because my friend Kristen Meinzer is going to be at the 92nd Street Y.
Wait, really, Kristen? That's like legit.
That's a big deal.
I'm surprised that they would ask me.
No, like, this is a big deal. On November 14th, what are you going to be doing there?
I'm going to be talking about podcasting. For anybody out there who has podcasting dreams, who wants to ask questions, who wants to meet in person, you can ask me anything. I'll help you with anything. You can run your show idea by me. I can tell you what's working or not working
in
your show structure.
We get
I'll do it all.
There's a link to the 92nd Street Y talk in our show notes for this episode. Check it out.
Yes. And now, shall we get to these husbands of ours?
I guess. I'm sick of looking at them, so we should just deal with them. I'm kidding. I could look at you all day long, my sweetest, Dean.
They are beautiful, beautiful men. And sometimes they open their mouths and say smart things, too. So let's ask them
sometimes.
Some questions. Let's do it. All right.
Let's start with questions about this season of By the Book.
Yes. Mary asks, husbands, were there any books your wives lived by this season that were hard for you to watch them live by? And were there any that were fun for all of you?
Hard to live by. Well, getting things done. That was a big one for me. It really was. I liked that book.
Right, because you were the one that like I was like, oh, I love this book.
Yeah, I was a fan of getting things done at a particular time in my life where I was learning to do a particular thing, horribly overwhelmed, read the book, went, oh, wow, this is going to work for me. And it did. It totally helped me become a great and much better like doer of things, mm-hmm. many, many, many things.
And you get a lot of shit done.
I do. But it didn't work as well. But Kristen,
did you take it personally when like something you connected with your wife was like, this is poopy.
this is boring and stupid. I hate this book.
I take it personally every time she hates a housewife.
Absolutely. But as we were reading it and I'm rereading it now. Yeah. Having, you know, lived by it for a while and then moved on to whatever the heck I'm doing now.
Yeah, that was years ago the first time you read it.
It was many years ago. It was probably 10 years ago, maybe even more. I'm like, wow, this is boring.
Yeah,
this
book
really
read.
Is boring. Mm-hmm. And the ideas come across in maybe a paragraph and a half, and then you don't need to read the rest of the book. But he just keeps hammering that stuff home like that.
You need that 48-file filing system.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget that
48-file
particular system.
43-fold?
Yeah. Well, what about you, Brad? Was there anything that was hard to watch us go through?
I think the hard one for me was how to hold a grudge.
Because
I thought Jolenta already had, like, rage anyway. Like, check. So then, now I really get it. Now I really see what that looks like. But also I remember during that book, too, like you had things to hold a grudge to also. Mm, so we were dealing with neighbors that felt, felt super disrespectful. We were dealing with stuff with your family. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden there was stuff to hold a grudge toward. And I felt like it was a tornado of a time.
Rage everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, that one for me was different because Kristen is not good at holding grudges.
No.
And so that's typically not a thing that she does. I don't hold them much either. And so for the book, we really had to. But, oh, boy, some people were upset.
Oh, my God.
That we held monsters. Because we're monsters, apparently. And we were doing it for the book. That was why. Come on.
Yes. I know.
Yeah.
Was the one that was fun for you?
Well, I was going to say, so one that was fun, or one that was good for us to do was Art of Dying Well, was super interesting.
That was great.
Yeah,
I love
that. And that was something where I've, in the past, gone like, as long as we're, like, young and not thinking about death every day, like, this would be a good time to at least, like, start thinking about things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Normally, when you think about death, it can be overwhelming. It can be like, well, I have to think about this someday. This was very practical, and I thought it had Jolie and me sit down and do some good conversations, and I really liked that. The one that was kind of complicated, that was a little of both, I thought was, what's the sleep one?
Oh.
The Sleep Revolution?
Sleep Revolution.
Sleep Revolution was interesting because, A, Jolie was much more well-rested. She was taking naps, even if she doesn't like them, but she was just taking naps. That was good. But she also, like, wasn't sleeping in our bed for a good portion of the 2 weeks, and I didn't like that. And our sleep schedules were just very different all of a sudden, so I was liable to wake up, and Jolie would have been up for hours and be like she'd be in the middle of something as I woke up, and she'd go like, hey, I've been thinking about something, and I was not ready for it.
Interesting.
Any fun for you?
Oh, I really enjoyed Next Level Basic. We had a lot of
so
fun.
Yes.
Making fun of ourselves and maybe some other people that we thought might have been a little basic, but maybe not achieving the next level as well as they could have been.
I mean, I have to say,
that was super fun.
Like every
Brad,
person,
you have a relationship with Stassi. Do you have any thoughts?
Oh, do you?
I have a relationship
with
Stassi.
I mean, you've watched some of her show with me.
Yes. Well,
that's a relationship.
The problem with Next Level Basic is if your significant other already thinks that reality television defines the world.
What?
Them reading a self-help book based on reality television is not going to remedy that. So it only makes it worse, guys.
Interesting.
It only makes it worse. So it was pretty intense.
We'll talk about this after we watch Below Deck Men.
I like Below Deck Men.
I know you do. Captain Sandy is a goddess.
But it's weird when your partner's like, great, now we should definitely watch more reality TV. Look at how good this book was.
Mm. I mean, I will say we did have a lot of fun with it, though. And we had so many conversations with, like, friends at parties, at picnics. Everybody we talked with when they would – the topic would come up had something to say about basicness. It was a great conversation
starter.
Yeah, it's a good,
party trick.
Yeah.
Brad, this question is sort of for you because we already touched on this with Dean. Because, Dean, we know you liked getting things done. You
I
were
did.
Excited for Kristen to be exposed to it. Brad, Jennifer wants to know, is there a book that you've been hoping we will live by so you could experience what Dean felt?
Well, so I don't think I've ever read a self-help book.
Good
as,
man,
as
my
such.
Friend.
Ugh,
you
so
know what
boring.
I like? Well, what I do
he's
like.
Fucking fully baked.
What I do like, I like how-to books. Which mm-hmm. I think is like a apparently in the community.
A subset.
That's
it
a hot
subset.
Take.
Yeah. It depends.
That's
it depends.
A hot take in your community. But I like how-to books. So if I was to choose a how-to book, it mm-hmm. would be like how to make a good fire escape garden, how to do home gardening, green
He's
in your
into
life.
Gardening
I
right now.
Green,
that would be. There's got to be something there. Or
Brad's
like,
into gardening. Right
how
now.
You
to like
come to our house, Brad? Because Dean made a beautiful garden for us. We have thousands
nice.
Of marigolds on
lovely.
Our garden now.
I would read that.
Yeah, come on over.
Or like how to play mahjong with the cool old ladies in Flushing or something. Like that'd be cool to watch you get good at.
Great. Fucking activities. What a shock. Can we move
Brad
on to
I
the
love
next question?
I always get excited when you bring up activities.
Next question.
Brad. Okay, okay. Carly. Carly says, Dean, during The Art of Dying Well, you said you were torn about where you wanted your remains to be placed when you die. As someone who was born in one place and immigrated to another, I totally feel the same way. Have you given further thought to what you want done with your body when you die?
Wow. Yeah. Gosh, that was tough. And it still is because I'm still torn. I'm really drawn back to my hometown of Dunedin, New Zealand. I have such strong memories of family and all of the things that happened in that town that formed, you know, the craziness that is me. And yet I've lived in the States for more than 20 years. Like half my life. And so
I can tell just by the way you said years, you've been here too long.
Years instead of years. Yeah. And it's, and so I'm really stuck in this in between. And so maybe it's going to depend on the next few years. and what sort of ends up there, you know, what will the center of my family friends be as
I get older,
you know?
Jolenta and I had, when we did Art of Dying Well, we talked about this, and I basically said, if I die sooner than I should, right, send me to my hometown because then I feel like then you will be able to live
if
the rest
like
of your life.
If I'm, like, married again or something, and it's like, but we have this double plot for Brad and I, like, but he died
exactly.
5 years into our marriage.
So I think if one of us dies right now, the person should go and be sort of like with their family, and then that frees up the other person to kind of live the rest of their life, and it doesn't feel like you're attached to the hip forever.
Because
we're young
say
for
this.
That.
I said I want to be in
my
an
suggestion.
Urn, and I want like every woman you date to have to like say hi to me when they enter
that's a
the
good
home,
idea. Kiss the
and
urn.
Part of me to be like in a necklace on you that you're never allowed to take off,
like that,
so like they can
ofrenda.
See me while they ride you, like you know. Yeah, that's
wow.
right.
We're getting into it.
Wow.
Well, we just talked about maybe
Nora,
retiring.
Leave this in.
We just talked about maybe retiring to Hawaii, and so maybe that's where we
yeah.
would both end
same,
up. You know?
Same deal, basically. Yeah. Yeah.
Almost the same as having a part of you around his neck while he's with another woman.
Yes,
all right.
Exactly the same. Hawaii necklace, tomato,
let's
tomato.
Move on to the next question.
Yes. This one is from Allison, who says, for both husbands, between the ladies launching We Love You, continuing by the book, and Kristen writing and promoting her own book, did you actually see your wives at all this season?
No.
No. No, I really didn't.
Not as much as usual, probably.
You saw me a lot, because every night when you would go to bed, I would be on the sofa, and you would say, how late are you going to sit on the sofa and work?
Right.
And I would say, look, we're seeing each other now.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
what
do vaguely recall noticing you on the sofa occasionally.
Yeah,
yeah.
The shadow of Kristen did appear
yeah,
at
exactly.
one point.
Even on vacation, there was...
That's true. I worked through all of our vacations many hours every day.
Yeah.
So you work everywhere you go, Kristen. Jolenta often works at home, but over the last several months with you guys meeting about the new podcast and then recording the new podcast and then coming here and recording, like I always felt like Jolenta was out of the house.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been stressful.
Ships in the night, all four of us.
Doesn't absence make the heart grow fonder? Aren't you guys even hotter for us than you were before this last season?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Always.
Oh, my gosh. That sounded so convincing. Gross. All right. Here's a question from Brandy. Brandy says, maybe it's because I listened to one of this season's episodes, Getting Things Done, followed by catching up on some old ones like Curated Closet, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, and Zero Waste Home. But it seems like listeners hear about and discuss things that Brad does that get under Jolenta's skin a lot. This is particularly true if it has to do with cleaning, organizing, and getting rid of Brad's things.
Hmm.
What are some things or habits that Jolenta has that gets under Brad's skin?
None.
Does he wish to change them? Why or why not?
All right. Stupid fucking question, Brandy.
Is that Brandy?
Never seen him light up like this before, ever.
Brandy's just a screen name I created on your guys' face page. There are things that about any marriage where like the person like does things.
Like
I guess
what?
The things. So like for Jolenta specifically, I'd say something. Well, my love language, as is yours, Kristen, I think, is activities.
Oh yes.
Jolenta is very much a homebody. Mm-hmm. Jolenta would rather hang inside than go out for a drink or something like that, even as a couple. So I mean, I don't know. It's just a difference. Oh, I know one thing that bugs me about Jolenta would be that she's so attentive to her look before she leaves the house, right? She has to like take make, she has to put her face on. She's got, and I'm just like, dude, you're gorgeous. You don't need it, especially don't need it for the bodega. Like you
for those outside of New York, a bodega
that's
is a corner store.
Especially don't need it for the corner store. But yeah, so I guess I just wish that she would know how beautiful she was before she left the house. That's
and
all.
Give you more time in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's another thing.
The main complaint is, like, I'll also, like, have a computer running a movie. I'll have, like, a snack sitting on the closed toilet lid. And he'll be like, can I move your bathroom office so I can pee?
Yeah, for the Brad's Annoyances episode, we can really explore this. But, no, Jolenta's laptop and all of her makeup brushes on the toilet seat.
Or I'll wash all my makeup brushes, put them on the toilet seat on, like, a towel to dry off.
I'm sorry. I'm more concerned about shitting where you eat. Or eating where you shit.
No, it's clear. I close the lid. It's just a surface.
It's a bathroom office.
It's my bathroom office.
So you have like a buffet sitting on top of the toilet
seat. Yeah, there'll be like some dry cereal, some grapes in a bowl,
buffet.
You know.
Next
question.
This is what I deal with.
At least I clean it up.
Oh!
Next question. Wow. Lori says, Dean, I saw on Instagram that you and Kristen did a meetup in Christchurch for the launch of our book. How was that for you? Was it weird being on your home turf to support your American wife's career?
Huh. No, it wasn't weird at all. It was just like any of the like times we end up going live. It was amazing. The people who came out, it was very short notice.
Yeah.
Kristen's book was released. It was that day. We decided we wanted to do a little something. We'd posted something on social media. We had no idea how many people were going to come out.
We were afraid it would be zero people.
Yeah. I would be. You guys are at the bottom of the world.
Maybe one, because we're literally on the ass end of the planet.
Yeah.
And we got amazing people, a mother-daughter crew who came out. We had a couple of sustainable farmers, Katie and Dylan. We had Sarah, this incredible traveling microbotanist who did all kinds of things traveling around New Zealand. And we just had...
Oh, don't forget about Amy from the Parks Department.
We had Amy from the Parks Department. Oh, my God. We had such a great connection, just talking about what everybody does through this little connection that we had, podcast, these stories that we all knew and loved. It was actually really great, and it was amazing, and I could not be more proud of Kristen. It was incredible to create a space like that, because I would not have if I went back to Christchurch. That was
you wouldn't have met those people.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not true. You're so friendly. You meet people everywhere, honey. All right, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. But when we're back, we'll have some more questions for our very special guests, Brad and Dean.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. For the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack. America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics, because that's who we are.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right, we're back and we're here with Dean and Brad, America's favorite husband duo. And now we're going to take some questions that are just questions for you guys.
Yeah, not necessarily having to do anything with season five.
But, you know, things that have come up in episodes that make people curious about you, just things people want to know in general, you know, your general grab bag.
Fire away.
Of questions. Okay, so Melissa says... Ladies, thank you for mentioning Brad and Start Here, the podcast he hosts. I've been listening every day since. Next time the husbands are on by the book, could Brad answer a question in his news reporter voice?
My news reporter
voice? You know you have a voice.
Oh, you have a voice.
And I even have a question for you to answer.
Yeah, okay. We have another question lined up for you to answer in your voice.
Yes.
Be like, well, Kristen, actually.
Yes. Jeannie says, so Brad, you host a podcast that I listen to on most days. My question is, do you and Jolenta ever feel competition in your podcasting careers?
Well, Jeannie, the answer is...
Yes!
That's the voice!
Brad, keep going.
I mean, Jeannie, what I would say is, absolutely, we feel competent.
No, we don't, actually.
It's not a competition at all for a couple of reasons. One is the obvious one that we host very different podcasts. We want each other to succeed so, so hard. The other is it's not a competition because Jolie is the established podcaster.
No, shut up.
When
I started
making my podcast, like, you guys were already super successful. Jolenta gave me half the tips I know about podcasting. Kristen gave me the other half of the tips I know about podcasting. And that was it. Like, my podcast career is just me listening to other podcasts I like and literally, this is one of them. So, it's very difficult to feel competitive.
Can you say goodbye in your newscaster voice as you end this question?
Jeannie, great question. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Nice.
This question is from Megan, and it is for Dean. No news voice required. Do you have any advice for people who live in one country with their partner while the rest of their family lives in another?
Huh. Wow. That's
how's that for a heavy mood change?
That
question?
Is quite a change. You know, it's tough when that happens. You have to think very actively about keeping your relationships alive. I'm actually in a very terrible place right now in that I have not spoken with my sister for several weeks, maybe even months.
Oh, it hasn't been months.
Maybe not months, but it's been several weeks.
Yeah.
And I know that's on me for not calling her. Part of it's on her for not calling me. And then maybe she called me last night. I got a voicemail. And so I end up in this place where you have to treat it almost like a long distance relationship.
Yeah.
You have to think about it like that. Yeah. And you've got to be, when I was living in the same country as my family, you know, I probably didn't remember many people's birthdays. Mm. Let's just say I was not good at that.
You aren't known for being that guy.
I wasn't known for being that guy who was a week ahead of a birthday thinking,
totally,
oh, you know what?
I'll
buy my my niece or nephew their birthday gift. But you have to do that when you're far away.
Right.
You have to make sure that that connection doesn't slip through your
fingers.
And
they know you're on their mind whether or not you're physically seeing them for like a family dinner every few weeks or
whatever. That's good advice just for me. And I'm from 3,000 miles
away. Yeah, Brad, just like be a responsible person.
That's just good advice in general. Okay, thank you.
I'm not saying I haven't on the day of an event been like, oh, I might just order something online.
Amazon, yeah, yes.
But staying on top of that stuff, I think, is really important. It helps you, you know, engage and think about the other person, yeah. Which, you know, when you're living in a different place, you can get swept up in the life you're living here, not the life they're living there, and it's easy to drift apart.
But Dean, also, you make sure that you FaceTime with them at least once every other week. You also make sure that you chat with them on Facebook and that we post pictures so they can see on Facebook, like, what's happening in our lives.
Absolutely.
Because your mom in particular, that's her one platform she uses is Facebook. So, yeah, I think you're really good about it. Much better than I am.
I don't know. I'm beating myself up right now because I haven't called my sister in a while.
Okay. Next question.
Yes.
Has it changed anything about how you relate to each other in the unrecorded time?
No.
I think Jolenta and Kristen have both done a good job of kind of being clear about, hey, we're living by this book. Here's the things we're going to do. You need to be involved in this way because this is how we're living. And now I'm hitting the record button. It's not as if I constantly feel on guard as if people are listening, listening in. Or at the very least, sometimes Jolenta does just run into a room with a recorder already running. But she doesn't just say, aha, I'm playing this for the world. Like, she usually lets me know, like, hey, I was recording. Can we use this? And I say generally yes. Because it's like,
wow.
Times when Brad will be like, oh, pick up your phone. Like, we should record this. I want to talk to you about
I have done that
blank.
Before where I say,
if
I have something
to say. If
he knows
it's on topic. Or
I have something to say about this book right now.
That's completely different. Our house is like always on Big Brother style.
Really?
And Nora just edits hours
that's
and
not
hours
true. That's
of
not
audio.
True. You're lying.
Like someone listening
the
through
way.
Their Google Home.
Nora's like, I don't want anything else from your bathroom.
That's not true.
No more bathroom audio.
No, that is not true. That is not true. Yeah, I would agree, Brad. I think that could very well have become really invasive and we might have changed the way we communicated. But I think there's always, a bit of a transition from something that's happening into the actual living by the book. There's context setting and there's typically a warning so that, although I forget often.
even that happens to Brad all the time too. Where I'll tell him and then like 3 days later I'll be like, what are you doing? Why is your phone on my face? And I'll be like,
exactly.
Or I'll just hear the thing back on the episode and be like, I didn't say that, but clearly I did.
Clearly
but I will say one other thing is that your listeners, just the feedback that you guys get is so, I think, empowering and affirming and people clearly want to hear how your relationships work. And I'd say 99.9% of them are I think encouraging of what real relationships sound like. So I've never felt like I'm walking on eggshells to do your show.
Nice. That's good.
Although I do have to point out, I don't think Dean listened to the Easter egg in the Sleep Revolution episode. So I don't think you heard that I recorded you while you were snoring.
You were snoring really loud and we played it at the end of an episode.
I don't snore. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's bad. Like, it would be Chris a problem in my marriage.
I'm pretty sure if I do snore, it's probably musical.
No, it's really bad.
That's
like,
why
and Brad's
I sleep on
bad,
the couch
but you're
sometimes.
Worse. Like, it's bad.
Wait, Dean's worse than me.
It's worse than you. It's bad.
I win.
I love this
you won, Dean.
Wait.
All right. Another serious question. This one from Nicole. Nicole says, a couple months ago, I moved in with my partner. It's been amazing, but parts of our relationship have gotten, you know, pretty routine. What do y'all do to keep it interesting? Also, how the heck do you choose what to eat every night for dinner? This is such a cute question, Nicole.
I love it.
It's a good question, Nicole. Dean?
I mean, you know, for us...
Dean chooses what to eat.
I choose what to eat. I cook a thing. I look in the fridge and I see some stuff and I cook it. Or I find a recipe I want to make and I make it.
Yeah.
So Kristen doesn't have to choose very often.
I also rarely choose.
And so that's it. You know, in terms of keeping it interesting, I think both Kristen and I keep our eye open for fun things to do, to go out and do something a little different.
Don't do that.
New York is one of those places where there's always something going on.
Poor Brad's crying.
Like, I'll make Kristen watch sci-fi movies sometimes, and she'll make me watch stupid panning over the mist things.
Oh, you love those. Yeah.
I was going to say that Jolenta and I actually don't see each other at the home enough because I work essentially overnight. Jolenta works a lot during the day. She's been out a lot more. So something we started doing a while back is we do fixed lunch dates,
which
I think is nice.
That is
awesome.
True.
Set time outside of the house.
We'll try like a few little spots.
Yeah, and even just going to coffee, I think, with your partner, Nicole, is nice in that it's so easy to sit around and talk at your house on the couch and then your eye just slowly starts going to the television, right? Like that's so easy.
All the time.
Or like your phone or your computer.
I think even going to the coffee shop across the street or down the block is helpful because it just makes you create some time for each other.
Also, I don't know if this was part of your question or not, Nicole, but sometimes have sex at unexpected times.
Nice.
Yeah. Just do that sometimes. Yeah.
Day sex.
Surprise and delight.
Exactly. Exactly.
Surprise what?
Surprise and delight.
Yeah.
Yes, a little bit of surprise and delight. Like,
gross. Okay.
Is it the Kiwi version of afternoon delight?
Yeah. It's got to be a surprise. In New Zealand, it's got to.
No, I want to sing that song, but no one wants
to
sing
it. No,
no, we don't.
Nora
no
does. Nora's giving me the eyes where she wants to sing afternoon delight. Look, oh, look at her. She's singing in the booth right now.
Nora's a good singer. No.
Okay, everybody, I'm just going to throw in a monkey wrench question here, one that you did not anticipate. Brad, I want you to ask Dean one question. And Dean, I want you to ask Brad one question.
Oh, my gosh.
I just made that up on the spot.
What do you want to know? Does it have to be about making the show and their experience of that? Or can it be just
anything,
like, do you have any advice on, like, beard care?
Yeah,
like,
anything Dean, you want.
Dean, I know you cook a lot, but your favorite cocktail recipe, go.
Oh, favorite cocktail
Kristen,
recipe.
Kristen, don't feed him an answer.
I love a classic Manhattan.
Yes.
But I like mine with bourbon. I like Cointreau.
Cointreau, not vermouth?
No, and vermouth.
Oh, you add the vermouth in.
Yeah. So a little vermouth.
Get
little
those bitters
Cointreau,
going.
Little bitters going. Boom. Little orange rind.
Excellent.
Maybe I burn it a little if I'm feeling a little pyromania.
Yo, you put some smoke in there, Dean?
Yeah.
So this you take the that. Most fruitful
You take that.
Fruitful question I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you.
Take the orange rind, give it a little
it.
Twist over
Leave
the
it.
Glass.
No, Jolenta just got a thin left.
Light it. Yeah. Anyway, that's my go-to fabulous cocktail
Good
recipe.
Answer.
My question for you,
yes,
is that you bake a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What is the favorite thing, the thing that you have baked where you're like, oh my God, this is food of the gods and I will make it every whatever event.
Snickerdoodles.
That's what I was about to say. It's the snickerdoodles.
No, that's me. That's our answer is the snickerdoodles.
But you and I love his snickerdoodles.
They're really good, though.
They're so good.
Great. They're great.
He doesn't make them too sweet.
Dean.
Yeah.
I've got two that I'm really proud of. One was very recent. I went to a friend's housewarming party, and I decided to create a flower pot cake. It was
what?
A flower pot. There was a real
At
flower.
At Brad Milkey on Instagram.
You just decided to make that while you were there?
No. You bring a plant to somebody's housewarming,
gotcha.
Except this was all edible except for the actual flower. But even I made fondant. There was fondant work, my first time fondant. It comes up. It looks like a little pot. And then even the soil you can make out of Oreo bits because there's little white bits in there that make it look
that's
like
awesome.
Soil.
Yeah,
you crush up cake with
that sounds
the
fantastic.
Oreos, so it's like together different textures.
It was really fun.
So good.
It's on my Instagram, but it looks like a child did it because it was my first time working with fondant. The one that actually
it looked
was
like it
legit.
Would win nailed it.
Nice.
It was
the high end of nailed it.
Gotcha.
But the thing I actually think is my best bake of all time, I made literal croissants using the recipe from this famous bakery in San Francisco called Tartine. If you got West Coast listeners, they might have heard of it.
I mean, I think it's
pretty famous.
Yeah, Tartine's famous. And I made it like 64 layers, rolled them
incredible.
Up, and
no
it was really,
way.
Really good.
Oh, that
wow.
sounds amazing.
Wait, you guys want to see the flour cake really quick?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And we are going to share this, by the way, on our social.
We'll put it on our Instagram.
Oh,
that's gorgeous.
Isn't it cute?
It's lumpy,
Nora.
But fun.
Wow.
No, that's
that
awesome.
That looks like a real flower pot. It's very impressive, but I'm your number one fan of
snickerdoodles.
Yeah, your snickerdoodles are to die for.
Thanks, friends.
On that note, we're going to go grab a cookie, take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have everyone's favorite little furry guest.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
We're back, and we're going to bring in our little furry friend. Everyone knows him, Franklin. Frank.
Get in here, Frank.
Oh, hey, yo.
Happy to be here.
All right. So we have some questions from listeners for you, Frank, beginning with this one from Jeff. Jeff says, Frank, if you had to write a self-help book for Brad and Dean, what would it be?
It's a great question.
It's thank
a great,
you.
It's a great question, Jeff. I would say it would be about grooming. Mainly, it would be a grooming book about beard care for Bose and about hair just for Dean, because Pappy is bald.
His Pappy. My Pappy have no hair on his head. But
I teach him how to grow hair on his face.
All right. Very useful, Frank. Very useful. You're good at growing hair on the face. All
true.
Right. So we have another question here from Suzanne. Dean, do you want to read this one?
Sure. This is from Suzanne. Frank, what's your current favorite people food and how do you get it?
Well, my new favorite trick is when my G-ma's visiting.
Your grandmother, Frank?
My mommy's mom. That would be my mother.
Thank you, Jolenta, for chiming in.
Well, all you got to do, find her, go wherever she goes. Everything she eats, you get a bite of.
She truly is the most
so
generous.
So my favorite people food is anything my G-ma's eating.
Nice. Very nice. Grandmas do have great taste in treats. All right. Next question for you, Frank. Oh, Frank, settle. Frank, don't hump that.
I gotta hump
Frank,
this.
Frank, don't hump that.
Give me
that.
This chair.
Just, no. Settle down, Frank.
This question's making me so excited.
I can see that, Frank. Sit down. Sit. Okay.
Okay.
Carly wants to know. She's asking on behalf of her dog, Molly, what is your favorite toy? I'd love some recommendations.
Yam chop. Recently, it's a great question. Recently, I just got a lamb chop toy that has not one, not two, not three, not four, but five squeakers built inside.
My mistake.
And wow. It is so squeaky. Let me tell you something. Build that toy. Build that
no,
toy.
Frank.
Build that
no,
toy.
No. Next question, please.
All right, here's another question. This is from Rachel. Rachel wants to know, what advice do you have for everyone out there, including your mom, who's just trying to live their best life?
Ask for the scratches you need.
I ask for the scratches
wow,
I
profound.
Need all the time.
That is.
So I'm on board with
don't
that
one. Don't expect
the
scratches to come to you. Ask for the scratches you need.
Sometimes you gotta put your belly in someone's face.
Just put your belly out there. Be brave.
Yeah.
Put your belly out there. That's good,
yeah,
Frank.
That's
I like
good.
It. Frank, get out of here.
Good
go
job.
To your bed.
Good
okay,
job,
bye-bye.
Frank.
Bye.
Bye. Love you guys. Bye-bye to book.
All right. Well, that's it for this bonus episode of By the Book. Brad and Dean, thank you so much for stopping by. And thanks also to Franklin, who's already left the studio.
Yep.
This was fun. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, this was great. It was awesome to answer all these questions and, connect a little bit with you guys and what you do every day.
Yeah, nice Yay. To see you guys for once.
Thank you. And for once, you guys are not wearing a matching outfit, which this has
I
never
know.
Happened before.
I literally thought, what's Dean going to wear? He is wearing it. And then I wore something different.
Really? Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You're like, what would Dean wear? I'm going to now change my outfit. Like,
correct.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
I just kind of thought, oh, look, pants, and put them on.
Yeah, no, that's normally what Brad does, and that's how you guys end up dressed the same every
yes.
time.
Yes. Anywho, thanks again for stopping by. And for everybody else out there, thank you for sending in your questions.
Yeah.
We absolutely appreciate the wide range of wacky and, in some cases, like really thought-provoking questions. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can always hit us up if you have questions, thoughts, book suggestions, just words at kristenandjolenta@gmail.com. And also we're on Instagram @ByTheBookPod, Twitter @JolentaG, @KristenMeinzer, and @ByTheBookPod.
Yes. And thanks as always to our production team at Stitcher, Nora Ritchie, and Andy Kristen's daughter. We love you guys. Thank you for everything you do for us.
Until next time, I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
And I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And I'm Brad.
And I'm Dean.
And I'm Frank.
Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
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 Brad and Dean, can you pull your focus together so
okay.
Kristen can ask her last question, please?
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
I'm using my middle schooler teacher voice, Brad.
Nice.
It's working.
Nice.
It's working.
Okay. So could
I'm
you
like
put your
eyes?
Hey.
I'm sitting up
can you put your eyes on Kristen and mouth closed?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Stitcher.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.